Today on Rock in the Suburbs.
Japanese post-rock / math rock.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick and the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my picks for best new music of July. My album of the month is called The Faster I Run, and it comes from Jessica Bordeaux from Portland, Oregon. She used to be in a band called Summer Cannibals. Her music has a 1990s alt-rock kind of vibe, and if you like Smashing Pumpkins or Hole, then I think you'll like this album. I suggest playing the song Suffering.
Something funny about suffering. Yeah, they say you might be dying, but you still gotta eat. Make a sandwich, then go to sleep. There's something kind of funny about suffering.
My song of the month comes from South Korea shoegaze artist Paranoul, P-A-R-A-N-N-O-U-L, and it's called Painless. We don't know a whole lot about the song, don't know if it's going to be part of a new album or not, but it's a great song with shimmering guitars and a wonderful hook. That'll do it for me. Look forward to hearing the picks of the other community members, and I wish everyone a great month of August.
Hi, this is Jay Ignacio calling in for new music for the month of July 2024. To expand my listening habits, I've been deep diving into Asian bands lately. And one of my favorite discoveries in the recent past is this Japanese post-rock slash math rock band, Toe. And their amazing album, Now I See the Light. Now, this album, Toe in general, they lean towards more the Tortoise and Scene Cake spectrum of post-rock, with their intricate guitar licks and subtle intricacies, and rather than the epic bombast of other post-rock bands like Mogwai or Explosions in the Sky, which I love, but they're more on the quiet section. Anyway, this album bridges their instrumental past with more Japanese vocals mixed in with some English phrases, and it kind of reminisces of more emo-ish bands to me, like American Football or Joan of Arc. Check out their song Loneliness Will Shine, and this is a good example of their mix of post-rock with some indie vocals. Anyway, also included is a amazing jazzy Stuart Copeland-ish drum solo on track 7. I think it's pretty cool. And you can find their new album on Top Shelf Records, which I found a lot of cool Asian bands like Taiwan's Elephant Gym, South Korea's Paranol, and Singapore's Sobs. So that's it for me. This is Jay Ignacio and Mabuhay.
Great song with shimmering guitars and a wonderful hook.